American Language Course, Book 28, Tape 3A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words, then repeat the sentences. Number 1.
Code. Code. The radio operator sent messages in code.
Number 2.
Prisoner. Prisoner. The enemy took the captain by force and held him prisoner.
Number 3.
Die down. Die down. When the shooting died down, the troops moved quickly.
Number 4.
Systematic. Systematic. The soldiers conducted a systematic search of the area.
Number 5.
Storage. Storage. The troops were commanded to put their weapons in storage until they were needed.
Number 6.
Trench. Trench. The depth of a trench depends on the time and equipment available to dig it.
Number 7.
Store. Store. The commander ordered the troops to store their weapons in the building near the training area.
Number 8.
Tower. Tower. The repairman climbed to the top of the water tower.
Number 9.
Calibrate. Calibrate. Because the radar gun was incorrectly calibrated, it didn't measure the car's speed accurately.
Number 10.
Give in. Give in. The outnumbered troops finally gave in to the opposing army.
Number 11.
Vague. Vague. The major's orders were not vague. They were quite clear.
Turn to Figure 2. Read the words and phrases there. Now listen to words and match them with the correct phrases in your book. Let's do the first one together. Put the number of the word in the space provided. Number 1.
Code. Code. F is number 1. Repeat. A code is a secret message system.
Now continue the exercise. Number 2.
Prisoner. Prisoner.
Number 3.
Die down. Die down.
Number 4.
Systematic. Systematic.
Number 5.
Storage. Storage.
Number 6.
Trench. Trench.
Number 7.
Store. Store.
Number 8.
Tower. Tower.
Number 9.
Calibrate. Calibrate.
Number 10.
Give in. Give in.
Number 11.
Vague. Vague.
Let's check your answers.
Letter A is number 2. Repeat. A prisoner is a person who is held in confinement. Letter B is number 6. Repeat. A trench is a long, deep ditch. Letter C is number 8. Repeat. A tower is a tall structure. Letter D is number 11. Repeat. Vague means not clearly expressed or seen. Letter E is number 10. Repeat. Give in means to stop opposing. Letter F is number 1, the example. Letter G is number 9. Repeat. Calibrate means to mark or adjust a measuring device. Letter H is number 4. Repeat. Systematic means based on a method. Letter I is number 7. Repeat. Store means to keep for future use. Letter J is number 5. Repeat. Storage means the act of storing or a place for storing. Letter K is number 3. Repeat. Die down means to stop gradually.
Look at figure 3. These are examples of the formation of nouns by adding suffixes to verbs, adjectives, and other nouns. Listen and repeat the words. Number 1.
Withdraw. Withdrawal.
Number 2.
Disapprove. Disapproval.
Number 3.
Assist. Assistance.
Number 4.
Apply. Application.
Number 5.
Decide. Decision.
Number 6.
Investigate. Investigation.
Number 7.
Retire. Retirement.
Number 8.
Inquire. Inquiry.
Number 9.
Neglect. Negligence.
Now turn to figure 4. Listen to a question and use the nouns in the box to complete the answer. Look at the example. Do you know why the captain didn't approve your plan? Repeat. No, he didn't give any reason for his disapproval. Now listen to the questions and write the answers in the blanks. Number one.
Do you think Jim will decide to leave Texas?
Number two.
Did the policeman investigate the accident?
Number three.
Did John assist with the work?
Number four.
Did you apply for the computer training course?
Number five.
Did someone neglect to turn off the water?
Number six.
When is Major Roberts retiring?
Number seven.
Do I have to fill out this form to withdraw money from the bank?
Number eight.
Did anyone come to inquire about the money?
Now let's check your answers. Listen to the question again and repeat the answers. Number one.
Do you think Jim will decide to leave Texas? The correct answer is decision. Repeat. I don't know. It's a difficult decision.
Number two.
Did the policeman investigate the accident? The correct answer is investigation. Repeat. Yes, the investigation took about 3 days.
Number three.
Did John assist with the work? The correct answer is assistance. Repeat. Yes, and we appreciated his assistance.
Number four.
Did you apply for the computer training course? The correct answer is application. Repeat. Yes, I mailed my application yesterday.
Number five.
Did someone neglect to turn off the water? The correct answer is negligence. Repeat. Yes, and we'll have to pay for someone's negligence.
Number six.
When is Major Roberts retiring? The correct answer is retirement. Repeat. I don't know exactly when his retirement will take place.
Number seven.
Do I have to fill out this form to withdraw money from the bank? The correct answer is withdrawal. Repeat. Yes, this form must be filled out for all withdrawals from the bank.
Number eight.
Did anyone come to inquire about the money? The correct answer is inquiry. Repeat. No, there wasn't a single inquiry about the money.
Turn to Figure 5. These dialogues contain sentences with if clauses. Listen to the dialogues. Don't repeat. Number 1.
What would happen if the troops moved east?
If the troops moved east, they would be attacked by the enemy.
Number 2.
What will you do if the restaurant is closed when you get there?
If the restaurant is closed when I get there, I'll go back home and eat dinner.
Number 3.
What would you have done if your car hadn't started?
If my car hadn't started, I would have walked to school.
Number 4.
What would you do if you failed the driving test?
If I failed the driving test, I'd spend more time practicing how to drive the car.
Number 5.
What would happen if you lost your passport?
If I lost my passport, I couldn't return to my country.
Number 6.
What would you do if you were rich?
If I were rich, I'd give to the poor.
Look at the dialogues in Figure 5 again. This time, answer the question. Listen, then read the second part of the dialogue. Number 1.
What would happen if the troops moved east?
Number 2.
What will you do if the restaurant is closed when you get there?
Number 3.
What would you have done if your car hadn't started?
Number 4.
What would you do if you failed the driving test?
Number 5.
What would happen if you lost your passport?
Number 6.
What would you do if you were rich?
Look at Figure 6. Read the clauses. Now listen to the beginning of a sentence and match it with a clause. Let's do the first one together. Listen to number 1 and complete the sentence. Put the number of the sentence in the space provided. Number 1.
I always pass the test. D is the answer to number 1. Repeat. I always pass the test. If I study hard. Continue the exercise.
Number 2.
I usually go to the doctor.
Number 3.
Dave would have called.
Number 4.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Number 5.
Joe would have finished the test.
Number 6.
John will lend you the money.
Number 7.
What would happen?
Number 8.
You have to exercise more.
Number 9.
I'll give the watch to you.
Number 10.
I'll stay late.
Let's check your answers.
Letter A is number 3. Repeat. Dave would have called if he'd had your number. Letter B is number 7. Repeat. What would happen if you didn't go to work? Letter C is number 9. Repeat. I'll give the watch to you if I find it. Letter D is number 1. The example. Letter E is number 4. Repeat. I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. Letter F is number 8. Repeat. You have to exercise more if you want to lose weight. Letter G is number 2. Repeat. I usually go to the doctor if I'm sick. Letter H is number 6. Repeat. John will lend you the money if you don't have enough for the gift. Letter I is number 10. Repeat. I'll stay late if you can give me a ride home. Letter J is number 5. Repeat. Joe would have finished the test if he hadn't been tardy.
This is the end of tape 3A, book 28.